So I'm going to do an introduction because a lot of my viewers won't know about your history, and I want them to really get a good idea where you're about. You really know what you're talking about. And no offense to independent researchers, but when you're a researcher and you've lived it, it's a really big thing, right?
Well, yeah, it's also a struggle and a mission that is very personal, where you have maybe lost some people during this struggle, where you have been persecuted, arrested, tortured. It's definitely different from reading it on a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not something I would advise everybody to do if you're not ready to really give yourself completely, in this case, for me, to the Holy Spirit, to what I believe is the importance of my role in this day and age and of my mission. So I am glad to be able to reach a new audience that maybe doesn't know me. If I had to synthesize my work and who I am in a couple of minutes for of course, your viewers who maybe don't know me, I will say that my private life led me to belong to certain groups of people, certain secret societies, certain societies with secrets, because Freemasonry is not really a secret society, everybody really knows about it. But there is also other societies that were much more secretive that I was introduced to. And then traveling around the world to understand the Western Initiatic system, but also other systems that go beyond the Western Initiatic system. It's been an adventure, and at times I was really cornered by all the evil that, of course, came out. When I heard you talking just a moment ago regarding your awakening, you have to understand that in my case, it's like you are knowledgeable of certain things from a very early age, but you don't want to necessarily take those steps to anger the people around you, your family, your friends, because if you are in a certain circuit, especially when it's made up of privileged people, those people see you as beyond eccentric if you start to fight the system, because they are the system. They are the ones who have put it in place and who continue to oppress people. So, of course, there was a time that was 2006, was around the time in which my son was born. I was actually and a son that I never saw after 2008, by the way, as part of, unfortunately, one of the things that happened with my own persecution. But at that time, it led me to make a decision to reveal the undertakings of the New World Order, of these Illuminati, of the Freemasons I was involved with. And I just wanted to make this world a better place with my revealing of all this. But I had fought an internal struggle in the meantime that lasted between 2003 and 2006, an internal struggle in which I fought I could actually convince certain factions in following maybe a different direction. I failed. I understood that I failed in June 2006. At that point, I was, of course, advised to shut up, otherwise I would be probably murdered. So at that point, I decided to reveal everything through a blog. I'm not myself, like you said earlier, also a technical person. I'm also not myself such a technical person, but I had to quickly learn how to learn how to use a blog. I wasn't really even very much on the internet, apart from sending mails. That was really on the end of the 90s. I only used the internet really to send or receive mails. I wasn't really an internet person. I was more a person that had to do with books, with archives, with real life encounters. So between 2003 and 2006, when I was not yet publicly known as somebody who was fighting the New World Order, I was actually persecuted very much, especially by the certain factions, the more diabolical, demonic, satanic factions, mm-hmm. that didn't really like what I was planning, the fact that I wanted to try to convince them to desist in their evil doings. And there was also, I must say, in all this, an inspiration, because before I started to make certain decisions in 2003, there was also a period that started really in 2001. And of course, what happened with 9/11, but also that started to make me think about certain people I was associating with. In that case, especially people from the Monte Carlo Lodge, a guy called George Ugo Balestrieri, who was the head of the International Rotary Club in New York, based in the United Nations, had offered me the possibility of an office even within the UN that I could use for my own project if I, of course, stopped this idea that I had in my head of fighting the evil faction of the Illuminati.